An effort to keep Anchorage out of the marijuana regulation process failed last night in the Anchorage Assembly after extensive public comment. KSKA's Zachariah Hughes reports.
As the largest potential market for commercial marijuana, much of the drive behind the proposed measure was to leverage Anchorage's size to shape how regulations develop in the year ahead. Assemblymember Amy Dembowski was behind the ordinance, which she describes as a wait-and-see approach.
This goes back to an absolute opportunity to negotiate from a position of strength, not to be a follower. And, you know, to me, this is an opportunity to be problem solvers. It's not to be obstructionists. It's literally to look at it and say, okay, what do we do next? And how do we proceed carefully?
Almost 100 people came to last night's meeting, many of them to share their feelings on the marijuana ordinance. The majority of those who spoke during public testimony opposed the ban, citing reasons that spanned the ideological spectrum, appealing to democracy, tax policy, and even scripture as they made their case. Likewise, those testifying to keep commercial marijuana out of Anchorage offered a diverse range of reasons. Jeff Jesse is the CEO of the Alaska Mental Health Trust and believes the state's high rates of substance abuse could become even worse.
We don't need another industry promoting the use and increased use of another intoxicant. Ending prohibition does not necessitate the creation of an industry to promote increased consumption.
After hours of testimony and debate, the Assembly overwhelmingly voted to kill the measure, with Justin Dembowski and Assemblymember Paul Honeyman supporting it. Drafting the regulations around marijuana will take months, and some who supported the ballot campaign think the hardest work is still ahead. In February, state legislators will start the year-long process of laying out the specific rules determining permits, taxes, advertisements, all the technical details that come with an industry. Bruce Schulte is with the Coalition for Responsible Cannabis Legislation and says after input has been collected from around the state, communities will have 3 months to decide whether the commercial regulations fit local needs.
That three-month window is the appropriate and proper time for any community around the state to look at the statewide rules, consider their own needs and objectives, and then make a decision to opt out or apply additional rules and guidelines of their own. Honestly, what makes sense for Anchorage is going to make just as much sense for Fairbanks, for Bethel, for Nome, for Cots.
The vote doesn't mean Anchorage will automatically opt into regulations once they're done, only that a wait-and-see approach will unfold over a longer timeline. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.